Life is truly the foundation of God's memorial love. God's memorial love. Now let me give you a definition of memorial. Let's get it straight. Something that serves to preserve memory or knowledge of an individual or an event. Let me read it again. Something that serves to preserve memory or knowledge of an individual or an event. Throughout Scripture, you will see many, many times where God has commanded Israel, commanded His children, commanded His prophets to do something to leave as a memorial in the presence of God. And in every case, it deals with what God has done directly or what God has done directly through one of His children. You will remember this individual. You will memorialize them. Why? Are you saying that I am to remember them above who God is, who Christ is? No. It was in the name of Christ because they stood for what was right. My goodness, folks. God ordered and said that Rahab the harlot would be remembered throughout history for the good that she had done. He said, she will be remembered. The names will be remembered of those who are ready and willing to stand strong for the love that I've placed in their heart. Gospel of John chapter 15 verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. If you're not willing to lay down your life for a friend, you won't lay down your life for a country. You won't lay down your life for a concept. You won't lay down your life for anything. If your love for your friends is not strong enough to where you're willing to give your life, how many times, parents, have you said, I'd give anything if I could take that pain? If I could take that pain away from my child? If I could help my husband bear that pain? How many times? Well, you know where that stems from? That stems from love. That's the love of Christ that is in the heart of each and every one who've said yes to Him. And in love, you want to take the hurt. You want to take the pain. You want to help. Sometimes we become over anxious in wanting to help. And we want to do so much for those that we love. Sometimes we overdo. But that overdoing is never condemned by God. Now it is, you know, I was told that I was a spoiled kid. I don't remember that day at all when I was a spoiled kid. I remember this. I remember going through my life and being able to spot the ones who loved me and the ones who didn't. How would you know that? You know from inside your own heart, you feel the love. Don't we say that? Do you feel the love? And a lot of times we say, no, I ain't feeling it. But you see, the people that express an interest in us to the point that they care so much that you know they would lay down their life for you. You've just experienced love. And that kind of love, it doesn't just go down in history. That is history. That's the history of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what comes at us, because we as Christians understand something. That we have a Savior that loves us. But Larry, you're wrong in that situation. I may be, but Jesus still loves me. Don't you know? Children, young folks, listen. Just because you get fussed at by your parents and the loved ones has nothing to do with they don't love you. It has to do with because they love you so much, they don't want to see you go through that pain. Because they've experienced it. Well, see, Jesus experienced it. He experienced my situation and your situation. You see, that's what life is. It's the foundation of God's memorial love. That love that's going to be in my heart and a part of my whole existence, not just here, but in the time to come. It is a memorial love. Never be forgotten. Always be proclaimed. And always in the name of Jesus, that's power. God's love, well, it's personal. Nothing goes more personal than love. God's love is personal. John 10, verse 14. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. Hey, let me tell the world this. Don't mess with God's sheep. Don't mess with God's children. God knows His children. And God always protects. Sometimes that protection means He takes us out of this physical world to protect us of the evil that is to come, said so Himself. But then other times, God will allow us to see miracles, just like within Don's life, like within a whole lot of our lives. We see miracle after miracle, though I have no chance of living through with that kind of cancer. Gosh, not only is he living, he's still preaching. Think of it. Folks, God says the world does not write the end of a life. The world can only record it. I happen to serve the author of my life. You serve the author of your life. He didn't just write your book. He lives your book with you. You see, that's love. That's life. That's the foundation of memorial love, God's love. God says, I am the one. There is one God. He sent His one and only Son, His Spirit. And that united together within us causes each one of us to be one. We're family. We're family. Some of us may have to sit over in the corner at family gatherings, but we're still family. You got it? We're part of the family of God. And God says, my love is personal to you. I'm just not going to say I love you. I want you to understand I love you. Therefore, I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. What a promise. God's love is transformational, isn't it? When you receive the love of Christ, accept Him as Lord and Savior of your life, you've been transformed. You are a modern day transformer. You are walking and talking because someone loves you so much that He took on your guilt. It's not like you didn't commit it. It's even though you did commit it, our Savior took it. took the guilt, took the punishment, and gave us eternal hope through eternal life, eternal living. I have a peace that came over me a few years back. A peace that I can't explain to you. It was a peace that those who know me well saw and understand. It was a peace that superseded death or even the fear of death. I cannot fear something that I know is never going to happen to me. I'm going to pass over. I'm going to pass out of this body. But folks, there's not a split second that I'm not going to be me. A regenerated symbol of love from my God. I was transformed. And see, it just doesn't happen or occur at the time you get saved, when you accept Christ as Lord and Savior. You daily are offered the opportunity to be transformed more and more and more positively. Because God wants you to be so blessed. Not just blessed. He wants you to be so blessed that He continues to open your eyes, the eyes of your spirit, of who you really are. This body won't make it in heaven. I can't walk the streets of gold in heaven in this body, because this body is in a human condition. So the Lord loves me so much, loves you so much. Don't worry, Larry. I got a spiritual body for you, and I'm going to have a glorified body for you as soon as I come back and pull that dust from wherever it is. The graves will open. And the scripture says, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And together we will join our Savior in the air with a glorified body to never ever experience death again. All death hurts. Even knowing the truth about it, it still hurts. It lost its sting. It lost its power. It's lost its relevance to me. Because I'm not going to die. I'm just going to pass from this body. You are spirit. Do we not think God for giving us such an awesome blessing to live in this world? I give you the courage. I give you the boldness. I give you eternal life. Folks, we got to start believing it. I know it's easy said, but believe it in your heart. Not just a twinkling of an eye. The Lord said, I've transformed you. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone belongs to Christ, there is a new creation. There's a new creation in you. Here's your tip. Every day, you can be newly created. A recreation. An old thought goes by the wayside. A new experience comes in your presence. The old things have gone. Everything is made new. But I still make foolish mistakes. I still say sometimes things out of line. What's he talking about? The day that I said yes to Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life, everything was made new. That newness doesn't wear down and become old. It's renewed daily. Each day you awaken, and God wants you to remember, memorialize the whole idea of the love of Almighty God. That today, I got another chance to help someone, to proclaim God's word, to reach out to the dying, to put my arms around the hurting. Do it this way. The new day God gave you today gave you another opportunity to be you. He didn't create you to be somebody else. He didn't create you to pretend like you're somebody else. He created you because he wanted your personality. He wanted that excitement that only you could bring to the life of someone else you may have never met yet. But you will. God has a plan. You see, you memorialize God's love because God has a plan, and God has a plan directly for you. That plan was put in motion the day you were born. I'm so happy you were born. God loved us enough to give us each other. And then, what does he go on and do? He gives each one of us the love that he has for one another. And he said, I want you to experience this. You that love so much that you're more than willing to give your human life existence because of that love, I will honor you. And in so honoring God, watch the circle of life, because you're in it. 2 Corinthians 5:14. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, therefore all died. I said, everything's created new. The old me's gone. But the old me and the words or actions a lot of times seem to reappear. But they don't. That's an illusion. I'm a new creation. I got more grace. I got grace on grace. Can't you? I would always thought about the angels that watch after us. And Lord, Larry Pete did it again. Let me tell you something. There's nothing in existence that will ever make your Savior hesitant in always looking at you and saying, I love you. You see, that's the new creation. I'm loved. Despite me, I'm loved. And the Lord says, I love you. And because I love you, that love is going to rub off on somebody. Somebody I'm going to put you around. You may never know that you were ever around them until we get to heaven. But somebody will get to experience you. You're special to God. That makes you special to everyone that you come in contact with. God's love is always sacrificial. Always. Romans 8, verse 3. The law of Moses could not save us. Folks, you're not going to heaven by what you know, by all the rules and regulations you can remember, and by going through the checklist. You will be in heaven the same way I'm in heaven, by who you know and what he did. I can't do more than Christ has done. For one thing, I'm too busy in appreciating and enjoying what he did to come up with anything new or on my own. Well, you know, I've done this myself, a self-made man. Well, you're not worth much. You see, you were made, created in an image that God, your creator, saw for you. You have a personality that God gave you. You're God's grouch. You're God's happy individual. You're God's word on planet Earth. You are a new creation. You will express God's love through you. The law of Moses could not save us because of our sinful nature. But God put into effect a different plan to save us. He sent his own son in a human body like ours, except that ours are sinful. God destroyed sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. Jesus did it for us. And God the Father watched him do it. All of the heavenly host were amazed. And the scripture says they'd like to know this experience, but do you know they can't? Now you listen to me here. The human race is the only creation of God that can experience salvation by faith. Did you know that you and I are the only of creation that can love God back? Yes. God loves us and we get to love him back. We're special, folks. And Jesus wasn't going to let anything interfere with his special creation. For Jesus was there before we began or time began. The plan had been set in motion. Ephesians 5:2. Live a life filled with love for others, following the example of Christ who loved you and gave himself as a sacrifice to take away your sins. And God was pleased because that sacrifice was like sweet perfume to him. Now listen to that and reread that. You need to understand that Jesus giving his life was pleasing to God, and that sacrifice was like sweet perfume to him. God watched what Jesus did out of love. And that act of love is what God called the correct sacrifice. That was like perfume. Earlier, the Lord says, I don't want your blood offerings. I don't want your grain offering. I don't want any of that. I want you to love each other. Brother Larry, I can't believe that you're saying that our God is just a God of love. Well, then listen well. Our God is a God of love. Here's your power. He's directed that love at you. and in you. Experience His love. Come alive for Christ. Stand strong for Him, His word, His truth. And I guarantee you, at no point in your existence, period, will Jesus Christ not acknowledge you when you express His love through yourself. Folks, be at peace, but first with your Savior. And memorialize that holy name, for that is love. That's the word of God, and it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together. Oh, Father, we truly thank you for all those souls, dear Lord God, that you have with you, that gave their all for the freedom to worship you, for the peace that only we can find through you. Touch our life now, Father, that we will take that love story on a daily basis, Father, no matter where we go. Let your will be our will this week. Let your peace come upon us, that we might share peace with the lost and dying world. We ask this blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.